According to the last census, half of all Americans now live in the suburbs, as many as live in cities and small towns combined. That fact is the inspiration for a new exhibit at the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis. It's called Worlds Away, New Suburban Landscapes. And the work of a San Diego architect named Teddy Cruz is featured in the exhibit. He takes a lot of his cues as an architect from the slums of Tijuana, Mexico, just across the border from San Diego. We sent producer Peter Crimmins there to find out more.
Teddy Cruz is giving me a driving tour of Tijuana. I gave him the keys to my car because I didn't want to be the one to get us lost. Teddy immediately got us lost.
I wanted to avoid the traffic of this downtown, and I got myself into this. I guess Tijuana is a labyrinth.
Tijuana sprawls. Its edges creep outward by resourceful squatters looking for a place to put up a shack. They make them out of garage doors, out of street signs, even out of old car tires. When they reach a critical mass, the city comes in and puts in a dirt road and strings up a power line.
The city sent one line of electricity, expecting everybody to kind of steal the rest. So they are clipons. They are called in Spanish little devils, diablitos. And you will see this amazingly dangerous sort of web of wires going to all the houses.
Cruz has lived on both sides of the border. He grew up in Guatemala, and he moved to San Diego when he was 20 years old. He quickly became disillusioned with the American suburb.
My God, this is amazing. It's beautiful. It's so harmonious. Everything is the same. So I was coming from Guatemala, living in a very chaotic city and so on. So I can see that that's what people who live in a particular environment and they see this other thing would go immediately for that without knowing that deep inside, beneath that image of harmony and picturesque, there are a lot of problems hidden. Every time I want to go to the store, I have to get into a car and what the hell is going on here?
Should we replace the isolated, gated American suburbs with the ramshackle chaos of Tijuana slums? Cruz says yes, and he says it enthusiastically. In Tijuana, he sees a sense of improvisation and social interaction, which he believes San Diego sorely needs. He has found a kindred spirit in Andrea Scorpia. She's the executive director of Casa Familiar, a community development nonprofit based in a neighborhood called San Ysidro. Now, San Ysidro is the southernmost edge of San Diego. It's the part of the city that actually abuts the Mexican border. It's about 90% Mexican, and a lot of them are first-generation immigrants. Scorpia says many of them don't realize that American cities have zoning codes that restrict them from altering their homes however they see fit.
The way development goes in Mexico, what you do is you save enough cash to buy windows. So then you go buy the windows, then you save enough cash to do doors. And so then you do the doors. And then at the end is when you skin everything and make it look together. But that could take you years. There are houses over there that have frames on top of them waiting for the next cash bundle to be able to work.
In Mexico, most high-density housing is not organized around an apartment block, but rather a placita, which is a courtyard surrounded by housing units. Because municipal codes in Tijuana are so lax, residents can add a second floor if they want for an extended family, or they can build out the front to create a small entrepreneurial business. These sorts of improvised developments are called informal settlements. Daniela Fabricius has been studying these kind of settlements around the world for 10 years. She says informal design can work, but doubts it would work in San Diego.
An informal housing settlement or community can't be planned, really, by definition. It's not about how it looks. They look different all over the world, really. It's about how it's organized and what the relationship is to the law. I'm not sure you'd have that level of informality here.
The problem is not just that a city's strict zoning codes don't allow for this. The problem is that many immigrants simply don't want it. They came to America with this dream of a house and a yard and a white picket fence, and they don't want to give up that dream. Andrea Scorpia says it takes a lot of spinning to convince those immigrants that what works best is housing that looks a lot like the slums they just left behind.
What we did is we made little street maps with the lots on them, put 10 houses on the street. So they all just plopped them on one house at a time. Okay, now put 29 or something, and then now put 144. You know, I mean, bells were going off. In fact, this one lady that Teddy was working with said, I didn't realize how selfish our houses were. And it brought her back to when she was in Mexico, the houses are not built that way.
Teddy Cruz drove me to the top of a hill on the outskirts of Tijuana. From up here, we can see two housing developments, one to the left and the other to the right. Now, on the right is row upon row of new houses that look a lot like little Monopoly game pieces.
They had the beautiful kind of little facade, but that's all. They were just buying a little box on an individual lot.
On the left is the same development, only older. These little units have been lived in for a few years, and in time they've been altered by their owners. Now the houses have no discernible shape. There's no space between them because they've been haphazardly added onto and built up with no master plan.
People begin to transform the little front yards that they bought into a little shop, a little informal park. Now you can see that even there are garage doors over there. The formal now becomes the informal.
Here, the people were given something clean and orderly, but over time, they've turned it into something colorful and noisy and chaotic and livable. On the drive back to the border, I asked Cruz about beauty. All this piecemeal construction of shantytown housing, is it really worth recreating it in the States? Does it make for beautiful design?
I know that a lot of people say, well, you are just glorifying the aesthetics of the poor. You know, but that's the reason I emphasize, no, I'm trying to learn from the processes, the political, economic, that really shape these environments, and whether architecture has a say or no. But at times I feel like saying, yes, why not? Why not to accept that the precarious nature of this threading of materials, there is an inherent beauty in them.
That's no small task in an American suburb where you have to get a permit from the city just to change your water heater. In Tijuana, I'm Peter Crimmins for Studio 360.
You can see some pictures of Teddy Cruz's suburban houses at studio360.org.